Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Money, it turns out, is not infinite, even in the Persian Gulf. With enough energy to power the planet for a good long time, the folks in Qatar apparently said enough. And on Wednesday afternoon, executives at Al Jazeera America informed its workforce that Al Jazeera America television and digital content is shutting down in April, once a refuge for downsized TV producers and correspondents in this country. Jazeera America is no more. Bob Garfield, longtime journalist and co-host of WNYC's On the Media, joins us. Hey, Bob.
Hello, John.
Did you ever call Al Jazeera looking for a job?
No, I did, like many, many other journalists, sit here patiently waiting for the emir of Qatar to make me an offer I couldn't refuse. But they never showed.
Unsustainable from the beginning, do you think, or does this indicate that the space for 24-hour news, whatever the style and quality of content, has just shrunk to a point where there is no place for another network?
Well, you know, I don't know. I would have thought there was a place for a 24-hour news channel that actually covered the news the way Al Jazeera America did. The others are pundits mainly talking about the news and arguing about the news, but there aren't many reporters and producers in any of the other stations, including CNN, actually covering the news. And they had a robust news operation. The emir had pretty deep pockets, but they made every other blunder in the world, including naming themselves Al Jazeera America, one of the great branding fiascos ever. And you know, it also turned out that Americans seem to want their news inflected politically. They don't want anyone out there playing it straight, despite all their protests to the contrary.
Remind us how Al Jazeera America got its start. Its cable space came from somewhere else, and even Al Gore was involved.
Yes, they announced here, and they thought that they were going to immediately get distribution, and didn't. So what they did was buy distribution, and they did that by acquiring Current, which was a project of Al Gore and Joel Hyatt.
The Keith Olbermann network there for a moment.
It was one of the 37 Keith Olbermann networks, correct? And nobody watched Current either, but they did, partly because Al Gore was one of the principals, they did get distribution, which means they appeared on hundreds of cable outlets around the country. So that was good. No, they had no audience, but it was possible to watch them. So what Al Jazeera did was pay a huge sum of money to Al and his pals, and they bought Current, and they thought, well, that's the last step. We are now available everywhere, except then still nobody watched them.
Do you think
when I say nobody, I mean they had no rating. It's not just that they had low ratings; they had a scratch almost every night, which means too small a number to even register on the people meters.
Before we go, they're fearful of bias. They were scared of their own name. What do you make of these charges that they were just too neutral to be distinctive in any way?
Well, I don't know. I thought they should have been scareder of their own name. I mean, of all things to call themselves, Americans, as we have seen through the Trump campaign, are suspicious of anything that that smacks of Arab whatever. And there were echoes of anti-Americanism that continued from the two Gulf Wars. So it was just a dumb idea not to call themselves something more anodyne than Al Jazeera America. But oh well.
There you go. Less for Bob Garfield to watch. Longtime journalist and co-host of WNYC's On the Media. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, John.